It is not yet a done deal, but yesterday's Justice Department agreement with the airlines appears to clear the way. And a side agreement with Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli's office requires U.S. Airways to continue flying to all Virginia airports it now serves for at least 5 more years. There is not a requirement that the service remain at current levels, but aviation expert William Swellbar doesn't see a problem.
I don't think there'll be any impact at all. I fully expect that the service that U.S. Airways has in place today will be unaffected by the merger.
It's the only airline serving Lynchburg and a major player in Roanoke, multiple flights from both each day to U.S. Airways' Charlotte hub.
You're still going to have your service to Charlotte, and the Charlotte hub has certainly been one that's been growing.
Swellbar studies the industry at MIT's Center for Air Transportation. Evan Jones, WLNI, WFIR News.